A regional human rights official says the question of landmines along the Cambodia-Thailand border is becoming central to determining whether 18 detained Cambodian soldiers will be released. Phil Robertson, who heads Asia Human Rights and Labor Advocates, wrote on Facebook that both countries must present clear evidence instead of relying on competing narratives. He said the issue should be investigated by an independent body and pointed to the ASEAN Military Observers Team as the most credible group to do so. According to him, if the explosion was caused by a newly planted mine, it would mark a serious breach of agreements previously signed by both sides. He added that if the mine was a remnant from the conflicts of the 1980s, the question becomes how such legacy mines can be removed to prevent further incidents and reduce tensions along the border. Robertson noted that Thailand is preparing for a general election while its military continues to shape border policy. He said that makes it unlikely Thailand will soften its position simply to accommodate Cambodia's demands. The Thai newspaper Kayosot reported that Defense Minister Narapon Nakpanit said Thailand is delaying the planned November 12th release of the 18 Cambodian soldiers. The decision followed injuries to two Thai soldiers who stepped on a landmine earlier in the week. Malaysia's national news agency Bernama quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Hassan on November 13th as saying ASEAN observers reported that the mine that injured the Thai soldiers appeared to be an old device. Malaysia said it was ready to help mediate further talks. Kayosot reported today that Bernama later walked back its earlier story. After criticism, the agency updated its article to state that the mine involved in the recent incident was in fact a new one.